Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does every Monday morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, it's the owner and general manager of the team, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, good morning, George.
It's Craig.
Let me just say that that was pathetic, and I am very, very disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must be. 17-10 game a lot of people thought you would win, and didn't play all that well.
No, I'm talking about them not showing me even once on television.
Oh.
I need more FaceTime.
Yeah,
I paid $20,000 for this face. I want it shown on TV.
We did think that was odd.
Well, we just got confused. We played to the level of their stadium and not ours. That's important to a lot that goes on. Let's go ahead and bring our unfortunate head coach, Wade Phillips, on here. Wade, what do you have to say?
We have Wade.
I hear Wade.
Am I there?
There you are.
Hey, Wade.
Surprise, I'm here.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, yep. Jerry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we lost that game, Jerry. But hey, we led at halftime, Jerry, and we almost won it there at the end. See, I passed that Romo through into the end zone. If we caught that, we kick X point going to overtime. We'll get him next week, Jerry.
Well, I hope so. We're playing the Chiefs.
Hot dog, Cowboys and Indians. Can I dress up as an Indian?
No.
How about a chief?
No.
Squaw?
No.
How about I wear just a little papoose?
No, listen to me. You're not dressing up. You're going to dress like the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. You understand me?
Well, again,
I don't know what your deal is. I could tell from the opening kickoff we weren't ready to play.
Well, no, I wasn't ready for the opening kickoff. I was still in line for one of them mile-high burgers. You ever had one of them, Jerry? Man, I got to tell you, I don't know if it's because of the altitude, but I think they put twice as much mayonnaise on them burgers there at Mile High. And, well, they stack it high, too, Jerry. I think that may be why they call it a Mile High burger. They stack it high with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, Brussels sprouts, greens, cucumbers, squash.
Hard enough in a Mile High burger.
It's good.
I heard you did a face plant during the game. What happened there?
Yeah. Did you see that, Jerry? That was really embarrassing. Huh?
Did Dave Campo trip you again?
No. I wish I had a better story, but I just fell. Well, I'm built like Grimace, Jerry, and I'm a little top-heavy, and I just tumped over right there in front of God and everybody, and it was embarrassing.
Boy, it took you so long to get up.
Well, the jolt of the fall dislodged my Skittles from my pocket. So I got to picking up them Skittles, and I start thinking, well, we ain't playing really good right now. Maybe I shouldn't pick up the purple ones. Yeah, I think I'll leave the purple ones on the ground. Wasn't it Van Halen, Jerry, that wouldn't have purple Skittles in their rider?
Oh, that was Brown M&M's, Wade.
Well, anyway, I didn't want to give us bad luck, so I was not picking up purple, not putting down, I pick up green. What's your favorite kind of Skittle anyway, Jerry?
It doesn't matter, Wade. Listen, you should have been looking at what was going on the field, not being down there like Velma from Scooby-Doo picking up Skittles or some such. Listen to me.
What?
You either beat the Chiefs next week, or I swear to God, Santa Claus, I'm going to fire you.
Whoa, wow.
Jerry, you can't fire me.
Why not?
Because I got evidence that you do creepy things. In fact, I'm going to go public with the fact that you do creepy things unless you pay me $2 million.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do then.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and get out in front of this thing. And I'll admit, yes, I have had sex with several of our players. Are you happy?
Dang. Just for a moment there, I was a high-paid coach in the NFL.
Listen. I want to tell the listeners this.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to take care of this coaching situation. I wish to God I had some options other than Dave Campo on our staff. I took Wade out to the mountains last night on a camping trip in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, after the lights were out, I waited until his eyes closed and his breath grew long and deep before I pulled out my snow shovel and said a little prayer of forgiveness for what I was about to do. And I raised that shovel high above my head, and it tore a hole in the top of that tent, revealing threatening skies filled with lightning. And I brought that shovel down on Wade's forehead.
Oh, my God.
It didn't work.
Dang, it hurt, too, Jerry. What the hell are you doing that for?
I chased him around that mountainside trying to beat on the back of his head. He was skittering away from me.
Yeah, you can't catch me, Jerry. That was weird. I didn't understand all that.
Of course, it was just another little fun game we played, wasn't it, Wade?
Well, it was kind of fun, except for the part when you hit me with the shovel.
All right, hang up the phone, Wade.
All right, see you later, Jerry.
There they are, Jerry and Wade.
Things are not well.
I didn't realize that they didn't come back on the charter last night.
On a camping trip, I guess. All right, it's 8:40.